This is TWiT.
The Wall Street Journal tech reporter Daisuke Wakabayashi wrote an in-depth analysis about the impact of Apple CEO Tim Cook on that company 3 years after the late Apple founder Steve Jobs resigned and put Cook in charge. The article was based in part on interviews with more than a dozen current and former Apple employees. Daisuke joins us now to talk about the story. Welcome to you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's happy video games day.
Yes, thank you very much, and same to you. Now, in your piece, you describe a friendlier, gentler Apple under Tim Cook. Can you give us some specifics about some of the things Cook has done that former CEO Steve Jobs might not have done?
Right. I think one of the things is, you know, Steve, for all his great traits and almost genius-like ability in terms of product development, wasn't always the warmest, fuzziest guy. And so Tim is a very decent and good man. And I think, you know, he comes across, whereas, you know, Steve would often dismiss kind of ideas that engineers would bring to him with expletive. But, you know, Tim will kind of listen to them out, and he's kind of a more thoughtful and a better listener. It's created a kind of more collaborative environment inside Apple. He's also empowered a lot of his deputies to play a bigger role in the organization. In the past, I think Apple was very much Steve and co. And now, you know, Tim's got a very powerful bench of deputies who make kind of key strategic decisions right now.
Is there any danger here of Apple going a little quote unquote soft? You know, I do understand that there are different personalities, very different between Steve Jobs and Tim Cook, but that new, call it friendlier Apple, can the company get a little out of shape, a little flabby in the market because of that?
Certainly they will make the case that the intensity has not been dialed down at all. But yeah, there are some people, former and current employees, who worry that kind of really frenetic environment that Steve fostered also led to great innovation. You know, Apple will deny this pretty adamantly. They will say that the intensity is still there, that the product pipeline is looking great. But, you know, a lot of people feel like one of the things that Steve did very well was to say no and keep that focus on a few things that the company was very good at. But the problem now with Apple is it's a $171 billion company. And, it 3 years ago, it was a $65 billion company. And so if you think about it, that's $106 billion in 3 years. That's bigger than Google. That's bigger than Amazon. And when you become that big, it's hard to maintain just a focus on a few things. You have to expand or otherwise you stop growing. And I think that's kind of the rock and a hard place maybe that Apple's in right now.
It seems to me that the combination of Steve Jobs and Tim Cook was a killer combination because Steve Jobs was what I like to call a visionary dictator. He was not only very decisive, very, you know, harsh with employees and so on. It was much more than that. He, as the founder of Apple, had a lot of sway over every employee in the company. I mean, every single employee in the company, you know, probably worshipped him practically. And so he had just enormous influence. And then you had Tim Cook, who was always a brilliant operations expert. Now, is Tim Cook still a genius when it comes to operations? And does he have the bandwidth now to maintain that role?
I think so. I mean, one of the things that pretty much to a person, everyone at Apple will say is that Tim is incredibly not only wide in terms of the things that he knows about, but also deep. And so, you know, he's kind of always been known as a guy who has numbers, you know, at the tip of his fingers and kind of understands all facets of the company. And certainly operations is something that he has never kind of let go. And he also has a guy, Jeff Williams, who is often referred to as Tim Cook's Tim Cook, who is also, you know, one of the best operations experts out there. And, you know, one of the most amazing things about Apple, in a way, is as it's grown from this, you know, $65 billion company to $171 billion company, it has not become any less efficient. You know, I quoted in one of my pieces that basically in the previous quarter, Apple had had basically a week of inventory for a company with $171 billion in annual revenue. And that compares to something like 8 weeks of inventory at the end of the previous quarter for Samsung. You know, and Samsung is no slouch when it comes to the supply chain management either. So this is a very, very, very well-run company.